Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I'm soon I'll have my co-host Barbara here with me. But today, I have a returning guest, Sunshine Frost. Are you there, Sunshine?
Yes, I am, Jonathan.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. California's got its first dose of rain for the winter, so we're nice and wet and a little cold, but I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
I've heard like it's supposed to be like a supernatural event when there's rain in like Los Angeles. Is that true?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, it's pretty much like that. We actually have snow on every mountain. As far as the eye can see, we've got snow on all of our mountains and rain on the lower end. So, yeah, people get a little concerned when they don't know how to drive in the rain. It's like a national emergency for us.
Yeah. There was a comedy thing I saw where it says that it appears that there's been water and they're using these things called umbrellas.
It's a fact. Yes, that's so true. I don't even think people know, because what happens with our wipers is they kind of like, it's so much sun, they sort of just dry rot away. And then when they go to use them, it's nothing but just a metal wiper scraping on the glass because they haven't used them in so many years.
Right.
It hasn't rained since May last year, or May of this year. I think we had 2 days of rain. So it's about 9 to 11 days per year of rain, and that's it.
Mm. Okay.
Where are you at? You're in Florida?
I'm in Destin, Florida is where I'm at, you know.
So you get a lot of nice rain down there. It's nice and green.
Yeah, it's been mostly cold weather, you know. And it's mostly been kind of cold weather, really. You said, I think while we wait on Barbara, you had said that you knew some things about, like, how to become more psychic. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, yeah. I do psychic development courses. I call them intuition developers. Yeah, I do an Empath 101. And I think it's really interesting that in my practice and in the work that I do, I get to meet people every day. And so many people say that they feel like maybe they're psychic.
Well, what it is that I think at the beginning, it's something that you can't really control. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, most all children are born with those gifts. As children, we all sort of had what they called the fantastical imagination, and we could maybe see and hear things or even perceive things that no one else really could see and hear. But as we get older, we're kind of taught away from those natural instincts, and we're sort of put in place what is and isn't real. And, of course, that begins to then dictate to us how we perceive things. We start closing down those channels, those creative imaginations, those dreams, those visions, those little imaginary friends, and we start closing those things down, and then what do you know? We close down the rest of it, the good with the bad, right?
Right.
So it comes I love down teaching
the good with the bad. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, a psychic child may have, for instance, I have a son. My youngest son is 7. And I've never taught him about, you know, psychic ability because he's, you know, he's young and he's never really inquired about me. He knows that I work as a healer, but he doesn't really know the work that I do. And he'll tell me things like, you know, Mom, I was sleeping okay, but I had a dream. And then someone came to me in the dream and I said, well, do you know who they are? And he says, well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But he's a pretty active dreamer. Like I would say 4 nights a week, he can describe a very vivid dream and having a conversations with different people he doesn't know. Or he perceives something to be in his room. My older son is now 22. He always saw actual shadow or energetic beings in his room. He would always see someone at the foot of the bed or out of the corner of his eye. Each child perceives things differently, and I just try to work with them instead of telling him it's not real, because that's what I got. You know, I got the, it's not real, it scares us, don't talk about it. So I try to take a totally different pragmatic approach to psychic children and intuition in general. I think it's a beautiful field, really, and so many possibilities for development.
Now, well, I'll leave it to Barbara. Would you like to maybe take a call?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I love our listeners.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
It's actually my birthday today, so I'm so happy to get on. Thank you. It's been a
Sagittarius?
I'm actually Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. Is it better to ask a question, or do you just kind of go with what you pick up on?
Yeah, you can definitely ask me a question. I am international Christian clairvoyant and medium, so you can definitely ask me a question. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about if you had a psychic question, or did you have any question that you'd like to ask? You're welcome to.
Okay, thank you so much. I guess I'm just curious what's coming for love. I now have both my parents in spirit. My mom passed on Christmas and my dad passed in June, so it's been a tough few months, that's for sure. And I guess I'm just hoping they're going to guide somebody finally to me, because of course I've been lonely and stuff.
Yes. So you have not only them, there's more than just mom and dad on the other side for you. First of all, there's a big thank you, because you were a caregiver for them. You actually really did take care of, especially your mom and the things that you've done. And they just would say, thank you so much. You do have
thank
that
you.
Natural, definitely an empath, very strong, empathetic. You know, you feel what others feel. You feel their sicknesses, their pains, their sorrows. You're very involved emotionally with the people you care for. So you
That's
definitely have natural, yeah, you have that natural healing element to you, which is beautiful. I do want to say, though, being alone doesn't necessarily mean that you're lonely. It's because you lack, you know, some people need someone to take care of them. You actually need someone to take care of. So it's like, you know, you're somebody that's a real nurturer. We call you natural healers. And so you really want someone and something. I feel like there is a divorce in the past. There's also some children.
I don't have children, but I have lived common law.
Got you. Okay. Because I do feel like the nurturing aspect is what you're missing. It's not just having a partner, because you do have friends. You're a lovely person. But it's having someone that you can care about, cook for, nurture, and spend time with. And I do really feel like that's coming. But you were kind of isolated. They're showing me you've been through kind of a period of isolation and then kind of a period of grief. So they're saying that, yes, you're bringing that, but they need you to get out of yourself a little bit. Like, I almost feel like the weather and a lot of things are getting in the way of you getting out, and a couple of little health issues. So I'm looking around March, like when the spring is starting to spring up and it's not quite as cold. I'm looking at March being a much more positive month for a little more interaction.
Okay. That makes sense.
So definitely. And
minus
while you're
30.
With myself, yeah, while you're by yourself, love yourself. Give yourself all the extra nurture that you can. Don't deprive yourself of anything.
Okay.
Well, thank
That's
you
awesome.
So much. I really appreciate it.
Thank
you have
you.
A wonderful day.
You
too. Many blessings.
Thank you. You know, it's great listening to you, to the call, to the people who get calls, because I like you know, it's like it adds to the perspective of a community type thing, you know.
Absolutely.
I
see us all the same, kind of sharing the planet together. And, you know, I always say everyone has a radio station, but some people get a couple extra channels. And that's how I look at myself, just someone that's tuned into a little bit of some little higher channels, but we're all in this together. We're all really connected to each other. So if you can help someone else, then you're helping the greater good, and you're helping yourself in the process.
Okay. Do you want to go on to the next one?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm hoping maybe someone will call and tell me they maybe think they're psychic or their child is. I'm excited to get some of those that are on the fence. You know, there's some on the fence
area
people.
Code
I love
205,
it.
You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you both for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and the show has been pretty good thus far. So, again, I appreciate you both taking my call.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia.
My question is I guess not so much about love, but about what you may see for me in the next couple of months coming into the new year. Anything significant that I may need to know about? Please
right.
and thank you.
You're welcome so much. Can I have your age and your zodiac?
Yes, I'm 48, and I'm Aquarius.
Okay. So there's a lot of things going on with you. You've had a lot of ideas, but a lot of stuff hasn't panned out for you over the last 2 years. It's been like struggles, financial struggles. There's been like relationship struggles. It's just not been the easiest 2 years. You're like, is this going to get better? And the answer is yes, it really is going to get better. And the good thing is March, for some reason, is the point of evasion this year. I see so many people getting better in March. You have had like some financial struggles. You've been helping other people out, taking people in as usual, trying to solve your family's crises and worries, right?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Are you here with me?
But the great thing about this is, do you go by Miss Patty?
I'm sorry.
Do you go by Miss Patty or do you go by Patricia?
I just go by Patricia because I have a twin who everyone calls Pat.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Yes. Okay, that's exactly it. So when they're saying this, they're saying your grandmother is on the other side. She's like, there's Patty, Patricia. Yes, we got it. Pat and Patricia. Okay. So what they're saying is you have to believe in yourself because you have a job, but there's either – it feels like almost like a side business or you can propel your business, but you haven't been doing it.
Well, the job that I'm doing is taking care of family. Like you said, at first it was last year it was the grandkids because my daughter lost custody of them. And this year is my uncle because he had his toes amputated. So the VA is paying family to take care of him. So, and
yeah,
right before
you're
all of it is
100%.
Yes.
But there's something you're supposed to be doing for you. What is the little business you were wanting to do for yourself?
I was in nursing school before the 2 years before all of this stuff took place. I was actually in nursing school. I've been in the business of caring for people and nursing them back to health for 20 years now. And so that's
you
what
need
I
to get
want
that.
To
you
do.
Want that credential. You're like, I want to be recognized with that credential, and it's important. But just like the caller before you, you're a natural healer. So even if you went into the healing arts, even if you went into the natural medicine, even if you went back to your roots, which is all the plant medicine, you know she knew all. She was a kitchen medicine woman. She was a medicine woman in the kitchen. Your grandparents, they knew how to cure anything. So you have the healer's roots in you. So go ahead and keep going. Go back to going online school because your guides and your angels, because you're a praying woman, so your angels actually show me that if you just do one little thing in a month, Miss Patricia, towards your goal, you're going to feel so much better about where you're at. You really are. And you're a lifesaver. I know your finances haven't been great. I know you've sacrificed a lot, but believe me, you are still doing the right thing. Some things are worth more than money, and you're doing the right thing.
Quick question. Could you ask my guy? My uncle toes were amputated and then they had to because that heel ended up with a place on it that that died on the hill, and then they had to dig about 5 centimeters. I want to know because the doctors were saying, "Hey, look, all of that took place, but whatever you guys are doing at home, continue to do it because it's working." And what I've been doing is I have been placing my hands, starting from the knee, rubbing down before and after after I change the wound and clean it, I'll just rub from the knee down where I can put my hands on the back of that, on the other side of the heel, and right before you get to the amputated toes, right in that area, I will just massage. And a lot of times I'm praying while I'm massaging. And I'm using anointed oil. And I just want to know, have it been the anointed that healing that has healed everything faster?
Yes, I can tell you
along with the medical.
Yes. So let's go back to the beginning of this reading when your angels first gave me that. The first thing they said is you're a natural healer. Natural healers have portals in your hands. That's why you put your hands on people. That's why you put your hands to the forehead of a sick child. Healers have natural energy. We all have energy in their hands, but natural healers somehow are able to bring that energy to their hands very easily. The hands get warm. They get sweaty. They can feel the energy. It's very natural. Yes. So
oh my God, you're
the
right.
Oil
my
of Sharon.
Is hot. I'm sorry. I'm talking
so the
so
oil
much.
Of Sharon, the oil of Sharon, the anointing oil that you're using, is an amplification of your own energy. It's not separate from you. It's the oil by itself would not work, except that it's amplifying your energy. This is how crystals work. Crystals don't have their own, necessarily just their own. They amplify the energy. So the oil is giving you a place to focus your energy, and what you're doing is you're moving energy. Even though he's saying, I feel my toes. I don't know how are you doing this? I can feel the toes that aren't there. Because energetically, they're still there, and you're massaging that. You're doing that. So keep doing that. And when I said go back to school, this is what I meant. You don't need the credentials necessarily from nursing school. You need to get your Reiki degree, your healer certificate, because that's what you are.
Okay.
So you can start seeing your own clients, and doing that prayer healing is science is barely catching up to what we already know. Prayer healing is absolute faith. It's completely real, and it's amazing. And the scientific community, thank God, it's finally catching up to us. So blessed be to you, Miss Patricia, for doing that healing work.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, I love you. Many blessings. Thank God for the message and the confirmation. I felt that. I would feel the heat and all of that when I would do this twice a week on my uncle. And the doctors have praised it, like, whatever you guys are doing at home, keep doing it. But, of course, I didn't express to them. But it's a combination of modern day medicine and the praying and massaging. Yeah.
The prayer
gives
you the channel to the source. The prayer is how you connect to source energy, which is God, the all. You're connecting to that, and you're becoming the conduit. When you're the healer, you're the conduit. You're allowing it to move through you and into that person that needs your help. So that's beautiful. Keep doing what you're doing, and this is going to be a financially abundant year, and I'm seeing right around May. I don't know if that's when you're going to get your certification, but I see things really, really being able to work for yourself is important to you. Being able to work around your schedule is important. This is going to be a perfect outlet for your talent.
Thank you so much again. Many blessings. Happy New Year to you. God bless you. Thank you for the message.
Right,
thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we have lots of calls tonight. I mean, it's been a very interesting, because, I love it when you have, they say that Wednesday is our busiest day. So I think that, the fact that we had it on Wednesday is probably one of the really good thing to do. I mean, it's, I think, and I hope that the people listening, because, you know, we have people who are listening, and what we're going to do is while they're listening, just let them know that the subject or the theme for tonight is how to be more psychic. But I think that you've been covering that with the callers. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. If they have questions about psychic gifts, intuition, or they just like a message, I do all of that. I'm a teacher, an author, and an international Christian clairvoyant. So I'm here for a multitude of people. I go live every night and talk to hundreds of people. So I'm here for pretty much all of it, whatever they need, whatever the Holy Spirit sends me to, that's where I go.
All right. Well, let's go with the next caller. It's area code 775. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Miss Wendy.
Hi. I had set a plan for myself, and I think I'm being very intelligent. I want to work remotely in my bedroom, so I bought a desk, and that should be arriving within the next 2 weeks. I hope I'll be thrilled with it. And I also ordered a chair, but I can use my wheelchair until I get the fancy chair. And next step is I am going to be sending out my resume and talking to recruiters on Indeed, et cetera. And I need to do this because it'll help my sister and I to qualify to move into a new apartment in May or April, around that time frame. So I hope you see if I love my desk and whether or not I will be getting a new job soon, and that will qualify for a new apartment to sign a new lease together in the spring.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your age, please, and your zodiac? It just helps me. I'm not an astrologer, but it helps me to sign on to your energy signature amongst many other people that are listening.
Yes. I was born on July the 6th, Cancer the Crab. I am 70 and a half years old.
Okay, wonderful. So there's a lot. You have so many people on the other side. Oh, my goodness. I could go the whole show and just tell you all the friends, family, loved ones, love, life. Everybody's on the other side for you, first of all.
Wonderful.
Number two is you make your house your sanctuary. So the fact that you set the intention, sweetheart, you got this fantastic desk, you splurged on yourself and bought yourself a fancy chair, and you've done it in the right order. So many people say, put the job out, and if it pans out, then buy for yourself. But that's not manifesting. Manifesting is exactly what you did 100%. You got the desk, you got the chair, you had the right attitude, you put yourself positioned in abundance. You did exactly what you should be doing. And the answer is absolutely, you are going to be getting a job. And there'll be two separate housing communities that you will have an opportunity to move into. I do see that coming a little later. We were talking late April, May possibly. I see it more towards the May. But I see these all being very, very good decisions for you. That was a wonderful call. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. So we will be signing a lease together, though. We'll be living in the...
Yes.
Okay. And you wanted to know if viewers think they're psychic. When I wake up, I'm finishing conversations. Sometimes I seem to know the person. Sometimes I don't.
Well, you're a water sign, and I do have to say this. Water signs and Virgos. Water signs are the more emotional, so we're ruled by water, which is normally the psychic influence anyway, just as Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio are. But I have seen other professional psychic mediums that are Aries, and Virgo is a very common one. So, yes, finishing conversations in your sleep and communing with loved ones, very, very common.
Okay. And what will the nature of the employment be? Will they keep me as long as I want to stay there? Will it be...
I don't see the long term for it. I just see you getting the job that you really do like and you really do enjoy. So thank you so much.
All right, but it'll help us qualify for the new apartment.
Absolutely.
It'll help you qualify for anything you want to do.
What was your question?
I said it would help you qualify for anything that you would like to do, not just the apartment. It's just an upgrade in your life altogether.
Well, it's going to qualify me in more than one way. For the apartment, also, I have a long-term care policy where in order for me to be approved, I just spoke to my primary care doctor. Her name is, last name is Robinson, and she is an angel. She said she will support me in getting approved for my short-term care. And when I get that, I won't need to work because the extra amount with this policy that was written so many years ago, it's an indemnity policy. I won't need to work, so maybe that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely. I see really positive, great things happening for you this year. So thank you so much for your call.
God bless you. I love you because you're Christian, and I am too. You're fabulous.
God, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day. God bless you too.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, let's see. The next one is we have two 303 area codes, but I'm going to go with the first area code, 303. 303, you're on the air.
Oh, I guess I'm the first 303 today, huh?
Where's 303 from? I'm just curious. Where is that? What state is that?
Well, it's Colorado, but I am long gone from Colorado. Long gone.
Okay.
My area code doesn't begin to tell you how far from Colorado I really am. But anyhow, I'm enjoying the show. I'm not going to go into any details at all other than to say that I've had some very, very extremely demanding health, various health issues going on, and I am exhausted by them, and I have a lot more to go. I have a lot more to go. 2022 is going to be a, boy, it's going to be baggage, you know, heavy luggage I need to carry through. I'm a Pisces, and I do astrology myself, actually, so I know my chart really well. I know you don't do astrology, but I'm a Pisces, and did you say you need the age?
I was just wondering, yeah, your age, and what question did you have for me? What was your name, by the way? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, Allison, Pisces.
Hi, Miss Allison.
Hi. Age 64.
All right, awesome. So what's your question today, love?
Well, I have a huge, I know, anything to do with all of these health challenges that are coming up in the next, next year, to be honest. I'm having some misgivings and doubts, not doubts, a lot of struggles with the
anxieties and stuff.
Process. Not so much even with the health stuff, but things haven't gone as well as I would have wanted or sought to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I might have to. I don't know. Just wondering. But I don't know what to say. You know. I mean, I can say, you know, is it going to get better? But that sounds stupid because it may not get better. So
no. It's actually. So you'd like to know maybe like an outcome?
Not an outcome because the outcome is, you know, like years away. The outcome is years away. This is very much like just kind of for the next year of things that need to get done and whether or not maybe I should start looking outside if I should look outside my immediate area for the next surgery that I need.
Okay. I just need some water. So thank you, Miss Allison. So what I was going to say is a couple of different things. Number one is congratulations.
Yes.
You picked a really hard life path. You're in the left. If you want to put it this way, I don't discuss a whole lot of past life stuff at all, but let's put it this way. This is your last time coming back, if you want to put it that way, and you chose a lot. You chose a doozy. You chose to go through early abusive situations, addiction situations, bad health situations, abandonment situations. You really chose a difficult life path, okay?
Yes.
And in the life path, you've healed and helped a lot of people. A lot. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, okay?
Yep.
But you haven't spent energy on yourself, love. Like you do, you give everything to everybody, but you've depleted your own resources until now your cells have kind of not, they've turned on you. And I see different issues with, I see issues with autoimmune. I see possibly even some cancer cells. Not trying to scare you, but just saying like your cellular, your molecules are protected. They're not bathed in white light. You get the light, but then you give it away. You don't keep anything for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. For the most part, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. I want to really see you putting a lot of energy into yourself with your diet, especially. Are they trying to put you on a special diet?
No, nothing like that. Actually, it's not even really, I don't want to say. I mean, it's no.
You don't have to say,
well,
but what I'm saying
is your body.
I mean,
I'm the one that needs to tend to that. I haven't gotten that kind of, guidance from them, you know, but I'm aware that that's part of my own healing that I need to incorporate on my own.
Yeah, you haven't been good to your body, so to speak. You've been rough on your body. Like, through different habits and different things that you've done, you've used your body and given it away, but you haven't, like, restored it back to its homeostasis. Because you're very psychic, extreme level, high level empath. You're a high level. You also have clairvoyant abilities. So you're a very high level light worker, but you haven't really spent the time on yourself, being that beautiful diva, being present for yourself.
Right.
Does that make sense? So the health is so linked to you're an energy worker. So your health is linked directly to how much energy you give away, love.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see you seek second opinion. There's two doctors I see you, a male and a female, two different ones. One's a specialist. But I would like to see you more involved with possibly getting with a naturopath or a naturopath, because a big part of your healing with the lungs and all the other stuff going on with you is your nutrition. It's going to be your chlorophyll, your greens. I don't just mean greens. I mean like extreme greens. Like doing a cleanse. Like maybe some juice, a lot of juices, a lot of greens, and you definitely got low magnesium, low vitamin D, and low iron.
Mm-hmm.
So you're low on a lot of your different nutrients, your basic nutrients, and you don't really like taking any medicine. You don't like taking any of that stuff.
I've always been extremely like alternative health minded throughout my life. I kind of steer clear, and I absolutely hardcore am not a girl who likes to go on meds. I will resist that, and you know,
you have anxieties around them. You don't like feeling the loss of control.
No,
you don't
I
like
do
anything
not.
That changes your body. You have like almost a phobia of medicine. So I think there's a lot in your healing process, Miss Allison, that they're leaving out. They're not accounting for how much you can heal yourself. You have an amazing amount of light in you to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do the green smoothie. I do the green smoothie every day, as well as amla. I'm not sure if you're familiar with amla.
Yes.
Those two are really because I do that in the. And that's just to help with the body healing, because I just really, after this first surgery, which is one of several to come, there's just no appetite. I just literally have no appetite. So I kind of swallow it down because I know it's good for me, kind of thing. You know, so
I am
being mindful of that, as well as certain supplements that I know my body really needs and deserves. But and I know that's part of the healing process, or not the healing process.
It is.
Just sort of the, not just healing, but I have a lot more health issues than the years ahead that green smoothies daily aren't going to fix. So, you know.
Well, the white light, surrounding yourself in white light, putting yourself in healing. I've seen people go into remission that have done the healing protocols from like stage four cancers. and heart conditions. Like, I had heart surgery 2 years ago. I had Lyme disease.
Okay.
I had autoimmune disease. I had 7 food allergies.
Oh,
I had all of those things going on, and I healed myself of all of them. I have 0 now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 6.5-hour long surgery. I have all of that. So, yes, the self-healing is very important.
Did she answer your question, ma'am?
Yeah, I think that the diet is certainly, nutrition is certainly part of it, but it's just part of it. It's, you know, it doesn't really...
Seek a secondary opinion. I said also, please seek secondary opinion. And use the white light for healing. You do as much Reiki practitioner work as you can on yourself and have others do it on you as well. Get a part of a Reiki circle where they can make you the focus of their energy maybe once a week, or even a remote Reiki circle would be great for you.
Okay.
Well, thank
I'll,
you,
I'll bear that in mind. Thank you. Okay, I'll bear that in mind.
Now, Barbara, you know, I think the reason that we wanted to have a discussion today was about on how to make yourself be more psychic. And I think we had talked to Sunshine earlier, and you had said that, I think Sunshine told me that you were wondering about that yourself. Am I right about that, Barbara?
Hi. I am
Hi,
on the show now. Hi, Sunshine. How are you?
Miss Barbara had psychic experiences. She already is very intuitive, and we were talking about you, Miss Barbara, before you got here and all of your many gifts.
I am amazed that you can tell that these people have gifts just through the phone line. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's just the way it works for me. I do it. Actually, Jonathan found me one night on TikTok. And there's hundreds of people, and I don't ever see your face. I don't know what you look like, what race you are. I don't know anything about you. And yet the messages are clear, and they're brought through the Holy Spirit. And I just ask the Holy Spirit, what message for your best and highest good? And it comes through, and it's amazing. So, yeah, I know.
Wow, you always get a message.
Yeah, you know what? I know you're an empath. Ma'am?
What if someone doesn't give you a message? You're not feeling a message with that individual. Do you just have to tell them, sorry, I'm not getting anything for you? Or does everybody get something coming through?
That's a great question. And I'm going to be really honest. In the early days of this work, I would say that just like everybody else, like Jonathan had said, everybody that has intuition and psychic ability or clairvoyance, you know, many broad, you know, titles, right? I think in the beginning, we all had some form of it, but it's not yet able to materialize consistently. So now that I've worked on that, I have intuition program and I've done the intuition builders and I created the four pillars program. Now that I used that program for a couple of years and I got so consistent that I do around 20 to 50 messages a day. I never see the person. I don't know anything about them. No information, no forms are filled out, nothing. And I want to say never, I had one in the last probably 300 messages where I just couldn't connect to the person they were asking for. And it's because that person wasn't around them. Like, for instance, I had a lady come into my studio and wanted to do a mediumship, which is like heaven's connection, right? And she wanted me to connect to this man, and she was telling me all about him. And I said, no, he's not around you. I'm not sensing him. She's like, well, here's this picture. You know, you have to have him around me. And I said, he's not around you. And when she showed me his picture, I said, yes, that man's passed, but he's with his family. Are you not his family? And she says, no, he has a wife and kids. I was his high school girlfriend. Like she was trying to force, trying to force the soul to be with her when the soul was really at peace with his wife and his own children. So if I don't connect to somebody, there's usually a spiritual law or a reason that that's happening. But typically, no, I have a message for everybody because everyone has angels and everyone has guides.
Wow. That is really interesting. But you take each person so seriously, and it seems like you really care about the individual and really want to help them. So that is great. And, hey, if we can get better at a skill or hone an ability that we have that we feel like we want to, why not? It's just like everything else, isn't it? With some more practice,
yes.
It's going to get sharper.
Yes. Yes, yes. And thankfully, we're demystifying and we're letting go of old rhetoric that kind of holds us back from the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, whereas this was considered so taboo and outside of the norm, and it was so mystical that, you know, even speaking of, even saying the word, you know, psychic would bring about stares and glances and people would throw tomatoes, you know, it was such a big deal. But now we realize through advanced technology, thankfully science is catching up to the mind, the science of the mind, that it's not really that supernatural to use and a gift, right? A perception. It's really no different than we have our hearing, our sight, our touch, our taste, and, you know, that's, it's just really another sensation. It's another perception. It's not that supernatural.
Right.
The only part that is supernatural is believing that there is another world besides this one that we're not really seeing with the two eyes.
Oh, yes. And when people want to study it, they even say you're crazy for wanting to study anything paranormal. They may have, back in the day, killed you for it.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, I am Nordic. I'm 100% Nordic. So I'm what they call the Volva, which is the wise women of the pale-faced tribes of the north. And so our history predates Christianity by 2,000, almost 3,000 years. And if a child was born in our culture, and this is true also for the Germanic people, the Scots, the Swedes, the Vikings, as well as the Celtics, and also the early Sicilians. So they had a name for women that were born with these gifts. And rather than condemn them, they actually appreciated when they had a seeress, is what they were called, or a prophetess born in their tribe. They would separate her, and rather than learning like remedial duties like washing and cleaning, they were actually trained in the sacred art of cedar, which was like white medicine. It was how to make medicine, how to do vision questing, how to dream, how to help, how to predict things and see things. So it was like then the fear came in, and that fear has persisted for thousands of years. So it's beautiful to see people, science catching up to what we already kind of know.
Yes. That is very interesting. And you, it sounds like, have done so much other research on a lot of religion. And you're saying that you're a Christian psychic,
yep.
Right? Is this
yes,
your title?
Yes, I am. I don't even call myself a psychic. Because psychics, to me, and this is, I've never been to a psychic, you guys, honestly. I know you're listening going, what? But I've never been to a psychic before, and I'll tell you the truth. Psychics use divination, in my opinion. Most of them use some sort of divination, you know, and there might be a card or a dowsing rod, a pendulum. The divination is like a form.
A tool?
It's a tool used to divine or to predict a future outcome.
Like cards?
And yeah, anything. It can be cards, you know, and I don't have anything against that. So let me just first say I have no discrimination toward that, and we have many people in the one tribe that have different gifts that manifest different ways. But for me personally, I am a Christian clairvoyant, which is clear viewing. So the reason because I do not use any divination, which I feel it's against my practice. It to me, it's a crutch to intuition. God gave us our own sense of intuition. Each of us have it. Have you ever had, Barbara, that feeling in the pit of your stomach, take a left instead of a right, or put your seatbelt on, or turn the radio down?
For years and years, centuries, go with your gut, go with your gut.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's been saying this. That's what it means. That's your intuition right there.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, I used to talk about the gut brain, and they didn't come out with research on that till I think about 9 years ago, that you actually have a brain in your stomach.
Oh,
you have
really?
A thing called the gut brain. Yes. And it's called the omentum. And I actually come from a medical background. So I went to BYU for medicine, got out of that. You know, I served medicine for 5 years and got out of medicine and started doing this full time. And I found that being a soul healer was so much more fulfilling to me, and it was my gift to humanity to give back the gift that was given to me. But when I was doing surgery, we had this, not to be graphic, Barbara, but we had this little flap that we would move out of the way to get to the stomach and all of the soft organs. And I would always say, what is that for? And they said, we don't know. It's just kind of a curtain that kind of covers between the muscle layer and the stomach contents of the organs of the abdomen. And now they know that it actually has in it brain, connective brain tissue. The same type of connections you see in the brain are in the omentum. So that feeling of anxiety, you know how it starts in the stomach? You feel anxious. It always starts right there in the stomach, and then it goes out to the head, the nerves, the arms, the legs, speeds up the heart rate. All of that comes from the gut brain. So intuition is really wired into everyone. It's just whether or not we perceive it or deny it.
I can't believe they just recently, it sounds like, in your lifetime, found this out.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And you can research it now. You can just Google gut brain. And some people, in fact, a lot of very sensitive people on the planet, they're called now highly sensitive persons. HSPs, you can look that up too. Yeah, highly sensitive persons. And so what did they used to call women? Oh, hysterical, lunacy. They were too sensitive. They were too emotional. And they picked up on too many things. But now they're realizing that's just an empath. E-M-P-A-T-H, an empath, is a sensitive person that sometimes for no perceptive reason, right, Barbara, they will just have a sensation that someone is with them. Someone is watching them. They're in danger. They shouldn't be in a certain place. Or they can sense energy when they walk in or out of a place or a building. All
yes,
of that
be
is
aware
part
of it.
Extrasensory. Yeah.
Use it. Use what you have around you.
Yep, use it.
You feel, yes, and we must be in tune to that because I watch those shows a lot on YouTube, those stories about people feeling this. All of the people in a car, say, are driving, and they are talking, and they all stop talking at the same time and have a horrible feeling come over them. He slows down, and right then they see this crash in front of them that just happened. And if he wouldn't have slowed down, he would have been in it. Stuff like that, where all the people
100%.
At the same time.
That is guardian angels. That is more than extrasensory perception. That is your angels. Angels contact you all the time, they're day in and day out. I could do a series on just that. But everyone as guardian angels is verified in all religions, the Torah, the Talmud, the Old Testament, New Testament, the Apocrypha.
Well, I guess it's
the
other people,
Enoch.
The other parties, time to go then. They didn't have their angels saving them. Why is that?
Well, everybody has an exit point, Barbara. Everybody's life has an exit point. And they have found that enough people have died and come back. We have technology, right? We have computers. We have stories. We have YouTube. We have heart monitors. We have brain monitors that monitor brain activity. We understand now that when someone's in a coma, they look dead, but they're actually very much alert and able to hear what you say. I have that happen in readings all the time. But when a person's life, their contracts and their life's purpose, so to speak, pleaded, then the body itself will always find an exit point. And this is debated a lot amongst the spiritual community. But they have found it so many times, Miss Barbara, that when a person crosses over, they'll be told, it's not your time, go back. I'm sure we've all heard this. It's not your time, go back.
I wanted to say something because I'd like to jump in. You were talking about comas, and this is something that came into my mind. Apparently, towards the end of his life, I think it was Rodney Dangerfield lapsed into a coma. And what had happened was that over the years, I think the one thing that everybody remembered about Rodney Dangerfield is that he gave a lot of breaks to a lot of comedians. Like the comedians were, you know, like Andrew Dice Clay, you know, and all these other comedians. But he was known for giving a lot of comedians breaks. And they say that when you're in a coma, that it's a good idea to talk to the person. Well, what happened was that when he was in the hospital towards the end, nobody really, it didn't get him out of it, but it was a sign of because he always said, I don't get any respect. I don't get any respect. But what happened was all the comedians, they came to visit him in the hospital, and they did their act for him while he was in the coma. It was, it was like Andrew Dice Clay, Louis Anderson. I mean, these are all people that he discovered, and they all did their act for him. So it was just, it was because he was just known for just giving people their break, you know.
Right, right.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So what did he say? Did he say that he was aware and could hear them all and that it helped wake him up? Or what
he didn't get out. He never got out of the coma. But it just goes to show you, though, that people joke about, he was always self-deprecating, you know, like, oh, I don't get any respect at all. And, you know, it's like, but the guy was very respected. I mean, amongst comedians, he was very, because he was, it's like he would do these specials and he would give people their first thing and then they would go on and then they would do, you know, Jerry Seinfeld and Roseanne Barr and all these people that just basically, you know. So, I mean, they came to visit him in the hospital and they did their act for him. And it was like,
I'm sure he was smiling inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had the opportunity to do a reading. I had a lady come to my studio and she didn't tell me that her mother was in a coma. She just came to me and I thought, you know, okay, we're going to see who we connect to on the other side. And she said, I would like to connect to my mom. And I said, okay, you know, so I did the full reading with this woman's consciousness. Her angels and guides were there. Full reading, Barb, full reading, Jonathan. Everything was perfect, on point. We had like 20-something points of validation during the reading. It was amazing. I said, I just have to know something. And she's like, what is it? And I said, she keeps telling me that she doesn't really like where she's at because they don't let her go by the window. And that's just such an odd thing to say. I've never heard this on the other side. Could you tell me where is your mother? And she said, yeah, she's at Cedars-Sinai in a coma. She's been in a coma for like, you know, 3.5 weeks. I just wanted to know if she was really in there or if she'd crossed over and we were hanging on to her body. And it was just, I was blown away to get the opportunity to do a reading. And so after that, I knew, yeah, I could really connect to those in a coma. And I started doing nonverbal autistic children with severe disability. Their parents would come to me and I would do readings for them to help bring their child's, you know, consciousness through. And I just find it so interesting, the science of the mind and how it is able to perceive and it's able to communicate.
That's a wonderful thing to do for families, for just a connection or even closure. So tell everybody where they can get a reading from you. It's easy to find you, Sunshine Frog, everybody. That's a great
I'm everywhere,
name.
Honestly, you can't, if you Google me, you can't not find me. I would say you're more likely to trip on a rock than not find me. I'm pretty much all over Google. Just Google Sunshine Frost. I have a YouTube channel with Sunshine Frost. I have a Facebook, Sunshine Frost. I have a TikTok, which I go live on nightly, and I do messages from angels, guides, and loved ones. And I am called The Prophetic Warrior on TikTok. I do not go by Sunshine Frost. That's the only place. I am called The Prophetic Warrior. You guys can always go live and ask a question. If they'd like to book a reading, it's the same thing, sunshinefrost.com. Really easy, simple,
That's
simple.
That's great that you can connect with people every single day on TikTok. Oh, that's cool. And that's where Johnny found you, you said?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
This is sort of reiterate what happened. I went into one of her lives, and I think that she was reading for people, but she kind of ran into one of the rough situations. Well, she doesn't consider it rough because when, you know, somebody chimes in and then they say, oh, this is evil and everything. And the thing is that, you know, this is just part of it. I have to be very careful with who I tell, you know, about, I'm not saying I don't hold back, but I'm really careful with who I talk about it with because, you know, it's like, when I saw her do that, I was really impressed because she handled the rough aspect of it. And then, so I talked to her on TikTok and then I gave her my number And then she called me. And, you know, and
I did a reading for you.
What? Yeah, she did a reading for me. This is her second time on. You know, she was on before. And it's just, you know, it has to do with, I don't know. I mean, it's like sometimes these things, you know, give, you know, people get a bad vibe from it, just like with anything, you know, really. But there's always a way to turn something.
Well, I think that Sunshine Frost can handle pretty much any phone call, any person.
That's cute.
You know,
I have a philosophy on this, Ms. Barbara. My philosophy is that unbelievers are as important as believers because they keep a balance in all things.
Yes.
So I think there was a time when I was there. I think we were all that jerky person one time. We were all an unbeliever of something. We were all a critic of something. We were all a heckler of someone at some time. So you just have to remember that when you're dealing with them, you're dealing with yourself, a former version of yourself. So when I have someone that's very unawakened, they don't understand it, they're doubting it, I just recognize it as fear. And I recognize that as their intelligence and intuitiveness grows, their fear sort of dissipates. And I have people tell me all the time, I don't believe in what you do. And I just say, well, it's okay, because it doesn't work by your belief. It works through mine. And mine's very strong. It's enough for, it's enough for both of us.
Right. Well, we never have that problem, though. That's interesting that Johnny came across that, because I don't even remember having any callers call in and kind of attacking our psychic, saying,
well,
I don't believe in what you do,
usually,
ever.
You know, this is sort of a place where positive one, it's a place where the open are able to be open, and I think that's why. I think that it's because of the fact that, you know, I don't really have, there are more open people than closed-minded people here. Not to say that there couldn't be anybody that would, you know, put us to say that, but Barbara's right. That doesn't generally happen here. She is right about that.
It doesn't even generally happen to me. I mean, I don't really attract a negative crowd.
Why, sunshine? Oh,
yeah,
no.
I mean, I do get them, though, but, like, sometimes I think it's the full moon, because I get, like, a few crazies here and there. But, again, I just remember who I am, why I'm here, what I was sent here to do, and I stay true to what I'm doing. So I'm like,
okay, let me
ask you this, though. Yeah.
Do you study aliens and that form of life?
Do I study them? No, I don't have to study them, really. I can communicate with that, but I don't really have to, because angels are also, they're an interdimensional being, and so are aliens. They're both interdimensional beings.
I'm interested.
So I have knowledge of them. Yeah, I have knowledge of them. And anybody that has an interest, rather than looking on YouTube, a great resource for especially Christians is the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch was one of the books left out of the Bible. It's very interesting. You can purchase it on Amazon for less than $20 in large print for everybody that wears glasses.
Enoch.
It's very much,
I have heard that Enoch was a guy that didn't die. He was such a good person that he sort of walked with God, and then he was carried up. In other words, he never really had his death, so to speak.
Well, they didn't write about it. He was the scribe, God's scribe, they called him, and he actually takes count of the watchers. The watchers were the original angels that fell down and mated with women and created the Nephilim, which is all of the fallen angels, and that's where the race of giants came from and all of that history. But very interesting, the Book of Enoch, and how it states in there about the watchers and how they come and go from the planets. There's a description of the ships in Isaiah, talking about they're made of beryl, like a silvery metal with lights all around them, or jewels. They didn't understand or have the comprehension of, you know, high-tech light devices. So it's very interesting, but I don't have to really communicate with aliens, because I communicate with angels every single day, and they are the same thing as interdimensional beings. Enoch. But I mean, like, are you asking me? Yes, ma'am. Enoch.
The Ethiopian, the lost prophet of the Bible, Enoch, the Ethiopian.
Yes, ma'am. That's actually Noah's grandfather. If you want to know who he is in Bible terms,
yes.
He's Noah's grandfather.
Yes, that's what it's saying. Okay, that's a nice thing to look into and read about. Thank you for that.
Yeah, if you ever want to come back, and do one on just aliens and angels, I'm happy to always be an assistant on that. I love these topics. I actually don't do any paranormal research. Believe it or not, I don't do paranormal research. There's some people that are specialized in that. I think we talked about that last time. I really just keep it on the up and up, highest level beings, light beings, Holy Spirit, and above.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because that's a question about belief, because I was watching a program last night that I was studying aliens, and the whole school was against it because they didn't believe in it. Well, they let him do it, but some just thought it was a waste of time. And they just didn't believe in it at all. And I'm thinking, how could you not? All these stories out there, people have been abducted.
It's an arrogance. There's a lot of arrogance around it. Just, I almost have to giggle. Because literally what I do 100 years ago was considered like, mythical and, mystical. It still is a bit mystical, but it's demystified by the process of looking at our brains like, Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, she and I have the same gift, okay? They put wires on her
really
brain.
I don't really know. I mean, so what does that mean? Because people refer to this person a lot. I just never followed that person, the Long Island medium.
She's a medium. She's a well-known, documented medium. She's been in business, I think, around 8 years her show's been on. And she's never had any, I use her as an example, similar to John Edwards. There's really been no sort of backlash or controversy surrounding her gifts, okay?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is they put brain waves. They have these caps. You've seen them maybe in one of the documentaries where they put a cap on your head, and they basically can tell where your brain waves are. Just like when you're sleeping, right? There's theta waves, alpha waves, beta waves. They
can
tell that the mind brain of a medium goes into a trance-like state whenever you're receiving. So sort of similar to like pressing a button on you're listening to a CB radio, right? Like right now, I'm listening to the CB radio, but when I want to receive something, I press the button, all other noise for a moment disappears, and I hear only what's on that other channel. That used to be.
Is that how you get your information? Are you describing how you get this information?
That's
interesting.
Yeah, it is similar to how I do it. Yes, I will describe that one day if you'd like. But I would say that it's very normal. It's normalized to understand that the brain goes into trance-like states. When monks are singing, they're chanting. If they do it for a prolonged period of time, they also go into the same trance-like state. So my point was that we're beginning to know so much more about just the human brain, the pineal gland, and all the things that lead to having more psychic and intuitive behavior. And just like you're saying with this boy, they didn't believe in the aliens. It doesn't – not everything is an issue of belief, because now we have science. We have hundreds of thousands of accounts per month now with modern digital devices showing balls of light, all these different sounds coming out of the ground, all these different crafts and ships, and the United States Navy is reporting it. My son's a naval officer. They're reporting it. So obviously there's something to this idea of aliens, but we're still in arrogance to think that we're the only ones and there's only one way to do things,
Yes, yes. Wow, well, this is all really, like last time, very eye-opening and super interesting. And it's just great to hear how busy you are and how much people are really, they're starving for this because they feel empty. And you know what? Maybe it's because they are searching for something that's out there and they know it is out there. They just don't know what it is. Maybe it's this.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's an emptiness within us all.
Right? Sunshine,
yeah. I think we're all.
Is that why?
Yes. I created the One Tribe specifically, which is a group of a few thousand people around the world, which is growing daily. And, you know, every time I come on and talk about the One Tribe, the One Tribe
is
a conceptual. Yeah, it's on Facebook, but it's really, the One Tribe is right here listening right now. Everyone that hears my voice and is resonating with the stuff that I'm telling them, the things that I'm teaching, the things that I'm giving out as knowledge, the light work that I'm doing, anybody that's resonating with that is already part of the One Tribe. Because the One Tribe is a concept of oneness with each other and learning, bringing our gifts, our talents, our questions for each other. It's a place to get healing. It's a place to give healing. It's really about this oneness, that even though we come from all different backgrounds, we have all different beliefs, we still have something yet to learn and to heal from each other.
That's beautiful. One Tribe, everybody.
Yeah,
you're already part of it. By listening.
Yeah, you already are. Yeah, Barbara, you are. I'm going to be sending, we're getting our sweatshirts. We've been waiting for 3 years.
Oh,
we got
cool.
A full design team. Yeah, we're going to have Shopify. So I'm going to send you a long sleeve t-shirt that has One Tribe on. I'm going to send you one, Jonathan, and we're going to get those
That's
up
cool.
there. But yeah, the One Tribe is going to have retreat centers all over the country. We're going to be working on that. This, you know, the whole thing with the COVID slowed everybody down. So we're going to have one around the West Coast, the East Coast, and in the middle around Austin. So we'll be able to go do retreats where we reconnect to ourselves, to our ancient roots, our history, and to one another, mostly in our oneness, which is beautiful.
Is this called soul searching?
Yes, definitely. I hope everybody's soul searching. If you're not, you're not doing it right.
You know, because these terms, they're old. It's not, it's
oh,
nothing
God, yeah.
new. It's just reaching more and more people these days, which is very exciting because we need more. Everybody seems to feel empty out there.
I think people went away from it. The 60s were a time of connection. The 70s was a time of rebellion and breaking away from patterns. And then the 80s became a total decadence. And everybody became very attached to things, wealth, drugs, material, sexism. Everything became very attached. And then we had the generation of the 90s where they broke away from attachment and they rejected society again. The same thing happened in the 60s. It happened again in the 90s with the Kurt Cobain. There was the younger generation was just breaking away from this extreme excessive materialism. And the 90s were all about having nothing, right? The grunge. We don't want to be clean. We don't want to own anything. We don't want any of that.
Yeah.
And then now we're back again, right? So we're hitting another one of those cycles, which is another 20 years, people are saying we don't want materialism. We want to minimize. We want less of things, but we want more of spirit. So it's a great time to be alive on this planet. A lot of people are spreading negativity. I'm saying we all chose this, guys. You, Barbara, Jonathan, me, everyone listening, everyone that will listen in the future, you chose to be here on this planet walking the earth right now. You chose this.
Okay, I wanted to say something about the minimalist because I was really trying that. And for some people, that is just not going to happen. So there's a new thing out there. There is a new thing out there. It's called a maximalist.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm one of those. And you know what? You just have a lot of things that you love and enjoy. But those things are real organized and put together, though. They're not just like crap all over the house. You know what I mean? So I was so glad I found that out because I just cannot get to minimalist status. There's no way.
So
I heard of that. I heard that we are accepted. The maximalists are now accepted.
A maximalist. Okay. I would say I'm both. So I have a tiny house. Her name is the Valkyrie. She's 300 square feet. I travel in her around the country when I do retreats. I do stay in my own little house, and I bring her with me wherever I go. And
what do you mean your
then,
little house? I'm not getting this before you go on. What do you mean
house?
You have a little house? What was
I
that?
I have a tiny house on wheels. I have a tiny house on wheels.
And you, it's on wheels. Is this, are you
yes.
talking about a luxurious rolling estate?
Yeah,
that's what my dad calls his trailer.
I don't know if it's luxurious, but it is. It's 42 and a half feet. I drive it myself. Well, it's 43 feet.
Wow.
I drive it myself. I have a
Yeah,
Julie.
He calls
I
it the rolling estate.
Yeah, I call mine the Valkyrie because she brings me from the underworld and she takes me every place I go.
I love that.
You're talking about, Beverly Hills. Well, actually,
yeah,
it's funny. I have a story about that. I was my mom was talking to my aunt because apparently she had just gotten a mobile home and she was just trying to understand what she got. And, you know, so my aunt was like rotary home or something like that. Well, finally, my mom chimed in. She goes, this is like a mobile home. And then my aunt chimed back because my mom and my father had a beach house. And she goes, yes, a rotary home, Miss Castle by the Sea.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to have. So when I feel like I've had too much, Barbara, I get into the tiny house and I do a spirit quest. Sometimes I drive across the whole country, which I did last 3 months ago by myself. Sometimes I take Mr. Sunshine and we get to go on road trips. But it's I'm a very much a minimalist in the tiny house. It has a limited amount of space, so I only take just like one box of things I really love, like a really, I would say a medium-sized box of crystals, books, candles, pictures, whatever I really, really need. And I leave the rest. So I can understand the like minimalism for the mind, but I understand keeping the things that you love. I've never heard maximalist. I would say maybe collector of beautiful things.
Yes, I just heard it. I just heard of it, and it's a thing now because I watch all those style shows, the interior designing shows.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that you have your Valkyrie. That is a freedom right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a
That's
goal.
Cool.
I set that goal for myself. I had had a house as a child, never owned a house as a child, was orphaned, was abandoned by my parents. I was in foster care. I never owned a house. So when I finally achieved some level of success, I owned my house, but I remember what it was like when my house burned down. And I thought, I don't want to lose everything. What does success feel like for me? And for me, the success always felt like having a backup plan. Like for myself, I always wanted to have something that was just mine. So that's why I bought the Valkyrie and I have her stored on my property. So if I ever feel the need to be by myself, vision quest, or, you know, just to be by myself, as a lot of women need to feel independent on their own, that's my way of doing it. And I get that sense of self and success back to myself.
Okay, that's great.
It's great that she came back on today. You know, I'm really happy that she, because she always seems to bring a crowd whenever she comes on. So I think that's really great.
And you were helping people when I came on, though. One of the callers I came on the tail end of, and I thought that was interesting. You were telling. It was something, and I wanted to get back to that, about that last call, how I thought it was amazing that you could tell that this person was gifted through the airways. But I guess we've been over that.
It's kind of
it's
a frequency
something interesting.
For me. I kind
it's
of
like
pick
a frequency.
Up on it. Everything is, yeah, it's a frequency. Sometimes I just kind of see a light. Like for you, you're Leo, right, Barbara?
Yes.
So you have a really warm, generous personality, and if you're on the right side of you, just like the sun, it's very, very warm, very generous, and I can just see a more of an awareness. You have a stronger field of awareness. So you just have a big field around you. You have a big aura. You have a big energy. You have a big personality, a big heart.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I don't want to go out to even see people. So I love, though, and I've been in many crowds, and I've done a lot of things to do with lots of people. Obviously.
Right.
So why? I'm thinking, hey, maybe I shouldn't think I have some kind of anxiety problem. Maybe I just am one of those people who feel so much that it's maybe too much to feel, and I know what's coming when I step out that door.
Yeah. Well, you know, being a Leo like you are, there's a couple things that happen. Number one, you're used to giving a lot of energy, and people are used to taking a lot of that energy.
Yeah.
So you already know that's going to happen, and you're not getting the exchange of getting it back immediately. So you have to limit the amount of time you're out there. Same with me. I'm not a Leo. what I was saying about that earlier is just like the sun, one side of it's very warm, but on the other side is very cold. So Leos just like all of us, right, we have our equivalent. So all of our bounty and our blessings have the equivalent seed of the negative side of our personality. So you have all of these things that are wonderful, like generosity, kindness, lovingness, protective. But on the other side, if someone crosses you or they're a threat to you or they are attacking you, you can be the exact opposite of that. So
yes,
you can,
but I fight with that sometimes. And at times I feel like I just don't care. And have I lost my empathy? I really don't.
It's protecting your energy. You have to, well, sometimes you can't. And I talk about that, which is about, I teach empaths and I teach professionals. I have a lot of clients. I mean, I have professional psychologists that come to me. They come to me. I have people that sell Gucci. They own the Gucci manufacturer company in San Diego. They come to me for training, for energy, for blockage, mindset blockage, because they've blocked their abundance, their mindset. It's okay to say no. The most powerful word in the English language is no. Everybody's favorite word is their own name. So if you put them together and say, no, Barbara, I love you, but I can't do that right now. The only thing left to do is either respect you or reject you.
Well, that is a good little trick to use, their name and no.
Yeah, and just say it with love. Say it with love.
Love. Yeah.
You know, I've
okay.
had people come to me and say, "I need you to." I just had a client the other day. I'm just gonna vent to you guys. I hope she's not gonna be listening to this. But I'm just talking to my girlfriend, my guy friend here. I had a client the other day. Her husband had crossed over. I did not know that because I go into all my readings sight unseen. I don't want to know anything. Just your birthday and maybe your sign to help me with your energy signature. Everyone has a different signature, just like a fingerprint, and I want to lock on to yours, not someone else's, so that it's nice and clear. But I brought her husband through, Barbara, who had actually passed away of an accident from their home. He had fallen off a roof. We had this beautiful session, Barb. Like, everything came through from their anniversary, the last song they had played, the rose he gave her, the tattoo he had, everything. At the end of the reading, we're in this reading like 45 minutes, and it's like a 45-minute reading. I mean, it's just long. I do the longest readings I've ever seen any medium do ever. So we're at 45 minutes, and we're done already, and we're dragging it on to 50 minutes, Barbara. You know what she says? Yeah, I know you brought my husband through, but I was just wondering, could you connect to my boyfriend from high school? He passed when we were 14, and I was just really wondering about him. Since you're already there. She says,
since you're already there.
You believe that, Jonathan? She says, since
no.
you're already there, could you just connect to him? And you know what I said to her? Her name
no.
and the word no ma'am. Yep.
Okay. I love that. And they'll say
and
really
I didn't say
quickly.
Nothing
oh, okay,
else.
Okay.
Don't and people
and nothing else,
you have
huh?
the urge to explain no, nothing else. Do not explain it. You've already lost the battle.
Right.
You've lost the energy
you
battle.
Do not
everything's
owe
energy.
Anybody the- You don't owe
no.
the explanation.
No. You say it with love. I would be like this. No, ma'am. I said, Barbara, no, ma'am, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I don't even say that. I just say, no, I'm sorry. You know, I can't do that. And that's it. I don't give him an explanation. I don't do anything. I just say it with
when
love and let
up,
it go.
My dad would say, it's okay. You know, when I was little, just why don't you want to do it? Because I don't feel like it. He goes, that's fine. That's your answer. You don't feel like it. Period. And I just love that he would be so understanding of my feelings, you know,
well,
and just
that's,
that
yeah. confidence. We need to spell that as a parenting class by itself.
Yeah.
I think a lot
he
of people need
good.
To hear that message.
Great parent.
A lot of people need
I
to
have.
Hear that message.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
oh,
you so
well,
much
on
for letting
note.
Me be on the show.
Oh,
hey,
you are welcome. We always would
are
love
you,
for you to come back, and you always have great topics to cover, so we look forward to that, Sunshine Frost. And everybody, just go out and Google Sunshine Frost, and also, just so you know, you're part of the One Tribe right now. The One Tribe is
that's right.
something that Sunshine Frost
international.
Has.
It's not just Sunshine
and
Frost, it's the oneness. the oneness of
I
all.
I feel
I'm happy to
like
have
this
you.
Is going to be really big, a lot of groups throughout the nation and hopefully the world and coming together and not feeling ashamed of anything and being able to share. And thank you for
yes.
coming on Life, Laughter, Happiness and share where it is really safe here, isn't it?
It really is. I tell you, I would not promote the One Tribe anywhere that I didn't feel that all of our members are going to be loved and accepted right where they're at. And we do currently have tribes in Australia, Scotland, England, Ireland, Canada, Africa, New Cape Town, South Africa, and America, and Alaska.
Okay.
So we are already international, and we are growing
worldwide.
Every day.
Already worldwide. Wow, I'm glad I
Absolutely.
Mentioned this.
Absolutely. That's why you said international psychic medium, international Christian clairvoyant.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting. Wow, we really
well,
thank you.
Well, thank you guys
and
so much. I'll send you some merch. I'll send you some Sunshine Frost merch, and I'll send
yeah.
you guys some One Tribe merch. And I'll be excited to come back on the show. Maybe we could do some manifesting in January, how to manifest the best
Perfect.
Year of your life.
Let's do it. I always
All right.
like
Ready
to
for the shout
that
out?
New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes. Thank you, Sunshine Frost, everybody. You can find this show if you came on late on our YouTube channel tonight. And make sure you go by Facebook and drop a line to Sunshine Frost. Tell her how you love the show. And it was really
yes,
fun.
Yes, at the Prophetic Warrior, I'll be on tonight. As soon as we get done, actually, I'm gonna be on at the Prophetic Warrior 2.0. You can see me there live tonight. If you'd like a message, go ahead and come
on.
I'd love to have you. Absolutely.
TikTok, everybody. That was her TikTok handle. So go there tonight. And what time is that going to happen?
I usually start right at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which is around 10 on the East Coast and about 8 Central Time.
Well, go get some more, everybody. And have
All right.
a great evening. Thank you, Sunshine, so
Bye.
Much. We can't wait to
Thank
have you back soon.
God bless.
All right.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Johnny. Good night.